Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We have another exciting show today. This is your spiritual life coach, Dr. Jason A. Rogers, Sr. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's topic is living your life with abundancy. Living your life with abundancy. You know, it allows you to be continue into recipitive of nature's flowing and abundance in your life. It allows you to carry on continuation in your life. Got a little tongue tag this morning. It's the holidays. Happy Labor Day. And let's get started with our program, Living Your Life with Abundancy. When you or when we think of the word abundancy, we often think of materialistic things. How much we have. But let's get a little different from our spiritual side. In a spiritual content, the notion of abundancy or plenty is less about material conditions. It's revolving instead about one basic need are met. In the spiritual content, the notion of abundancy or plenty is less about material conditions revolving instead now, once basic needs are met. Around an appreciation of life in its fullest, the joy and strength of mind, body, and soul. This is the cultivation of respect for the creativity, energy of the universe. An abundant life is one that leaves negative feelings of lack, dissatisfaction, and emptiness behind. I'm going to say that to you one more time. Abundant life is one that leaves negative feelings of lack, dissatisfaction, and emptiness behind. Instead, it is open to light and love that comes from a more spiritual dominion. See, the way society frames abundance is always, almost always, connected to material wealth, which can leave us constantly reaching for more. If we get caught up in this mindset, it leads us to believe that we are not inherited enough. Through our constantly searching outside of ourselves, seeking validation for our own enoughness, our vision becomes very, very cloudy. We can't see clearly that there's a natural flow of abundance around and within us if we are stuck in a feeling without or not having enough or what's needed mindset. You know, if you can help to recall the feeling or feelings of freedom when you experience while on vacation, you had a feeling of enjoyment, an adventure to undiscover landscape or exchange stories with local people. And as you looked ahead to the unexplored landscape, like you're going up into the mountain, there's a common thread that binds you to the same abundance around you. This well is plentiful, and you can tap into it. When we take the time to tune in and become aware of the natural flow of abundance, we settle into a practice that allowed us to move away from feeling without enough and become rooted deeply in the awareness that everything flowing through us and around us is already vibrating with abundance. See, nature is abundant in all ways. We see it in the way the sun rises each day and nourishing all life on this earth. And in the falling of rain that is absorbed by the roots of the trees, the plants and flowers, allowing them to reach towards the sky. There is life in every relationship in nature that allows all beings to be provided for in the way they are needed. This reciprocate is rooted in abundance. Each of us exists as an extension of nature, which means that abundance is an inherited truth of our existence. It's our most natural state. There's no need to look outside of ourselves for abundance, because it's at the very core of who we are. If I find myself out of alignment and forgetting my connection with the ever-existing flow of abundance, I try to ground myself in gratitude. Practicing gratitude helps us to be present with the abundance that's already showing up in our lives. And it allows us to be receptive to continue inviting into the natural flow of abundance in our hearts. When we ground ourselves in presence, we see abundance already showing us, showing up for us in every way. Cultivating a connection with abundance will always be a practice. Our minds can easily become full of all that we think we need because a messenger we receive from external sources. reaching outside of ourselves to fulfill desires. Leave us in a cloud of ability to connect with the flow of abundance. When we are in flow, we are intimately connected with the magic of the cosmos and all abundance moving through us, creating genius and exaltable inspiration all comes from being in the state flow. You know, we can learn that when we give all to life, life give us its all in return. And sometimes life give us more than we give it. We need to understand if we want something extraordinary to happen in our lives, we must be willing to give and offer extraordinary to life. See, we engage with from gratitude to meditation, affirmation, anything else that comes across our mind. Remind us of unchangeable inherent truth that we always provide for. This is our return to abundance and the connection with our highest self. Here, we remember that there are no voids within us and the universe. We are always enough. The way in which we give and receive create the flow of abundance in our lives. Ever we start any new endeavor, we begin by asking ourselves, how can I serve in my greatest capacity? We know that when we seek to give and serve in our greatest capacity, we expand our mind beyond any current limitation. And we are able to explore new ways to be of service to ourselves, as well as the community we are related to, or connected to, or part of. The natural flow of abundance is always present within us, and there is no need to search outside of ourselves to find it, because it is the truth of who we are, remaining in service to ourselves, our community, and our environment. Free us from limitations and allow us to reimagine what is possible through the lens of abundance. And as you look ahead, let nature show you things that you can explore and bring forward into existence. And move forward into existence. Live within yourself so that you may begin to know that life is not always about materialistic things, but is about things within you. Allow yourself to generate the needed things within you. You know, abundance, what the Bible say in abundance, text me, it says exceedingly, very highly, beyond measure, it says more, a quality so abundant as to be considerable more than what one could expect or anticipate. If you can recall in the Bible, promise us a life far better than we could ever imagine. Imagine. Think about that. Think about that. What you are going through right now, than we ever can imagine. It doesn't mean that there's some physical or materialistic things that we carry, but it's things that we can move on and that's going to come to us. And we find out. And we also goes back to the Bible to try to put the universe, the biblical principle together. But we also go back to the Bible. The beginning of John 10 and 10, it tells us that Jesus did not come to us as a thief who takes away from us. The Bible goes on to say, but it give us an abundant life. Here it says Jesus reminded us, in the same passage, Jesus reminded us that it's not things that we need. It's not things that we need. Repeat this one more time. Jesus reminded us that it's not the things that we need. It is Jesus himself. Be aware that God brings opportunities to us, access to us. So as we look for abundance, don't always dig deep as a materialistic situation. Think about that. Remember, when you have abundance, there's a lot more coming than you may desire, that you may need, or that you ever thought was coming. And that the universe is overabundance of knowledge that can be given to us. And when you have true abundance is a feeling of not even wanting anything. And there's a lot of people, and I said that too, they say, well, I never in my life was at that point where my whole life was completely in order, that I did not want anything. We're not just talking about money or physical things. There's love and there's emotion and there's spiritual, there's physical. We're talking about in life where true abundance is a feeling of not even wanting anything. That you are satisfied, that you have no needs or wants. Anyway, and if you look at this, and really truly look at this, the word wanting, it is the wanting in of itself that create a sense of lack. When you start shifting your life from wanting things and stuff for the sake of wanting things and stuff, you start seeing the true nature of abundance. This is when your life takes on a more spiritual approach to abundance. When you get satisfied with this, this is when your life takes on a more spiritual approach to abundance. When you realize that you are ultimately a spiritual being having a human experience, and that on a spiritual level, you do not want for anything. Everything becomes available to you. Let me say that to you one more time. When you realize that you are ultimately a spiritual being having a human experience, and that on a spiritual level, I didn't say religious, on a spiritual level, you do not want for anything. Everything that you want, or everything that you need, everything is available to you. You are a divine being, and you are connected to the entire universe. The instant you take your energy and your attention away from all the things that you think are lacking from your life, you, my friend, start feeling abundant. You are abundant when your energy and your attention is on what you do have instead of what you don't have. Abundance takes on many forms. As I said to you once before, you have abundance of love, joy, friends, family, or even simpler things like sunshine, oxygen, freedom, and a very long list of things that you take for granted. We need to start being abundance conscious. It's very simple. It's a simple focus your energy and attention on the abundance you already have. And as you do this, abundance has to expand in your life. If you want to manifest more money or more anything into your life, from the mindset you do not have enough of it, then you will never manifest true abundance. Think about it. Think about it. We can have lackluster, backwards way of thinking. You have been listening to Life Coaching with Dr. Jason A. Rogers, Sr., Living Your Life with Abundance. Look at yourself. Concentrate on what you have now. Fix the thing that is around you and watch how things fix itself. When you concentrate on what you do have in life, and you fix the thing that you do have, you will be shocked, very shocked, how many new doors starts to open for you. Because you give the universe the opportunity and the chance for what is needed for you, that is connected within you. But we must take the opportunity of fixing a thing in our life first. Concentrate on that thing in our life first, where we are able to stand and make things happen. And you'll be amazed things that you've been looking for, the things you'll be asking for, will start to appear in front of you. And your life tend to change for the better. Your relationship tend to change for the better. I look forward once again to talking with you 9:30, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Life Coaching with Dr. Jason H. Rogers, Jason A. Rogers, Sr., your spiritual life coach. Until then, take care and keep a smile on your face.